This is the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Bob Baker, and my intention with this episode is to make this a fairly short but powerful message. We'll see if I can hold to that promise. But let's just jump into this and get right to the heart of the matter. And here it is. Stop apologizing for promoting your stuff. That's right. Stop apologizing for marketing or just making people aware of the cool stuff that you're up to in the creative realm in particular. Okay, maybe you don't do this. Hopefully you don't. But I just see so many people, especially those in creative fields, doing this. And here's what I mean. Sometimes somebody will go, hey folks, please excuse the shameless plug, but, and then they let people know what they have for sale or an event that they have coming up. And yes, I know the literal meaning of shameless means without shame, but when you say something like that, when you give this disclaimer before you tell people what you're doing by saying, pardon the shameless plug, there's an implication that by doing that, most people are being shameful. Like when you make people aware of something you've created or an event that you have coming up or something cool that you're putting together, when you communicate that, there's this stigma of shame and that you're somehow tarnished just by simply communicating this thing. And I know this is connected to that age-old, sleazy, used car salesman stereotype. And so, yes, I'm not suggesting that you come off as arrogant or braggadocious. Is that really a word, braggadocious? I think so. If not, it should be. But when you have something that you poured your heart and soul into and you want to share it with people, just matter-of-factly state it. Say, hey, everyone, I'm doing this gig Saturday night, and I would really love it if you came. And I think you'll really enjoy it. We're going to be playing these types of songs or doing this type of performance. And so if you like that type of thing, you'll have a great time. The atmosphere is great. They're going to be serving some amazing food. You can meet some cool new people. So please, if you don't have any plans, and even if you do have plans, cancel them and come to this so you can have some fun with it. But just tell people what you're up to. I'm having an art show, an album release party. I've got this new thing coming out. You don't have to say, I'm sorry, God, I hate to, you have to turn into this like timid, mousy, wallflowery kind of person just to feel that you can justify letting people know about it. I mean, I know a lot of this stuff is just rooted in issues of self-worth and self-confidence. A lot of creative people, especially if you haven't really done much marketing or promotion, it feels odd to be doing this at first. And so I get that. And the more you do it, though, the more confident you will get, the better you will get at it. But what I'm encouraging you to do is while you're learning to get more confident, while you're building up those muscles, do your best not to apologize or act like you're being somehow sleazy or manipulative simply by telling people what you have going on. And if this helps, it's not about you. It's not about bragging about how cool you are. Always position it in a way of what they're going to get out of it. What kind of experience are they going to have? How are they going to feel when they experience this thing, this event, this album, this piece of artwork, this new book? Focus on communicating that as best you can. Don't apologize. Don't act like you're ashamed to make people aware of the stuff you have going on. Just communicate it. All right? So there's my little soapbox sermon. Stop apologizing when promoting your stuff. I hope this was helpful. I hope I made my point in a loving and supportive way. And if you'd like to get more tips, inspiration, and advice like this from me on a regular basis, I encourage you to go to this particular website, and it is promoteyourcreativity.com. Ooh, that ties into our subject rather nicely, doesn't it? Promoteyourcreativity.com. On that page, I will give you several downloads of sample chapters from my audiobooks and ebooks, And that'll also get you on my email list, where a couple times a month or so, I'll send out an update on some of my latest offerings, like episodes of this podcast, YouTube videos, etc. Whatever I think will uplift and inspire you as a creative person. So I would love for you to get on that VIP list. Again, that's promoteyourcreativity.com. Thanks a lot for listening. I'll be back again with another episode very soon. Until then, so long for now. Do you think of yourself as a creative entrepreneur or a heart-centered business person? Perhaps you're a musician, author, artist, or performer. Or maybe you're a coach, teacher, or energy worker. Or you just have an inspired message you want to share with more people. If this describes you, I invite you to join the Magnetize Your Tribe community. This is where you'll learn how to attract perfect, soul-aligned fans and paying customers without feeling spammy, boastful, or overwhelmed. I'll share the principles that allowed me to grow my YouTube channel to hundreds of thousands of subscribers and the lessons I've learned from publishing 16 books, attracting a sizable online following, and being self-employed for the past 20 years. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com/heart. And it's free to join. That's bobbakerinspiration.com/HEART.